Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing. Today's daf is daf Kaf Chet 28, right? We left off at the bottom of the page on 27b at the Gemara, the second to last line on the page. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah, Shalem Av, Al Chameim, Obichlalam, Chemdam, Racham, Chandujan, Al Menchan, Mekam, Rifka, Sarwan, Menir, Shalom, Sarah, David, Menachal, Yafa, Madabura, Okay, we are at the bottom of the page on 27b, Gemara. The Gemara begins. We said yesterday in the Mishnah, just like the waters check her, the waters check him. So who's him? So the Gemara says, Leman, who is that referring to? Maybe it's referring to the husband. The Gemara says, Baal Mai Avid. Why would the waters check the husband? What did the husband do? Maybe we can say, if he has a sin, if the man, the husband has a sin inside him, then the water will check him also. When he's a sinner, you think the waters will check her? The waters don't work on her if he's a sinner. We have a bright, and the bright says in the pasuk, "When nika ha'ish me'avon, the man is clean from a sin." Ve'aisha ha'hi tisad avonah, and this woman bears the sin. Bizman she ha'ish menuke me'avon, when the man doesn't have sin, ha'mayim butkin et ishto, the waters check his wife. En ha'ish menuke me'avon, whenever the man has sins, en ha'mayim butkin et ishto, the water would not work; it would not check his wife. So how can you say this? Ve'ela, it must be, who is the Mishnah referring to? When it said, just like it checks her, it checks him. Ela the bo'el, it's talking about the cheater. The guy who cheated with her. So the Gemara said, if that's the case, lidnei kedekatani seifa. Why don't you just say, like it's stated in the latter part of the Mishnah, keshem she'asura labal, kach asura labo'el. Just like she's asura to her husband, she's asura to the guy she cheated with. Why don't you say it explicitly to the bo'el? Why does it say oto? Why does it say, just like the waters check her, it also checks him? Why does it put it in this generality so we can't specify who it's talking about? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Le'olam le'bo'el. Really, it's talking about the bo'el. It's talking about the guy who she cheated with. Ve'reisha, in the beginning part of the Mishnah, Aide ditana ota, tane oto. Because it said the waters check her, so it said the waters check him in the general stance. It didn't specify. Seifa, the latter part of the Mishnah, I did the Tana Baal, Tana Bo'el, since it specified that the husband is Asur, so it specified that the guy who she cheated with is also Asur. Meaning, it tries to stay very consistent. The beginning part of the Mishnah said Ota, so it finished with Oto. Then it started with a Baal, so it ended with Bo'el. It stays very consistent, and that's the idea. We said in the Pasuk Shene'emar, Ubau, Uvau. So the Gemara says, when we say Ubau, Uvau, that's the reference for this pasuk where we know that it checks both her and the bo'el. So ibaylahu, the question is, ba'u uva'u ka'amar, is it ba'u uva'u, or is it o uva'u uva'u ka'amar? Meaning, is it because it says it twice, or is it because of the extra vav? That's the question. There's uva'u in the pasuk, is that because of the vav that we're learning it from here, or is it because it says it twice and it's repetitive? So the Gemara says, tashma, keshem she'asura la'baal, kach asura la'bo'el. Just like she's asur to the husband, she's asur to the bo'el. She'ne'emar, the pasuk says, nitme'ah ve'nitme'ah. So the Gemara says, hold on, v'adayin tibayeh. You still have a question. Nitme'ah ka'amar. Oh, nitme'ah ve'nitme'ah ka'amar. Is it because it says it twice, nitme'ah, nitme'ah? Or it's because it has a vav, and the vav is extra, so it's coming to teach us this din. So the Gemara says, tashma mitigatani seifa. It says in the latter part of the Mishnah, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Shnei pa'amim hamurim reparasha. The two times it says in the parashat Sota, ve'nitme'ah, ve'nitme'ah, it says it twice. Echad la'baal, ve'echad la'bo'el. What does it sound like from Rebbe? It's because it says it twice. Miklal, you can infer from there, that Rebbe Akiva vave kadarish. Rebbe Akiva learns out from the vavs, from the extra vavs. So he says, hilkach le'Rebbe Akiva, shita krayik tivi. For Rebbe Akiva, there's six pesukim. Okay, what are the six pesukim? Look at Rashi. Rashi explains. Shlosha uvau k'tuvim sham. There are three uvaus. It says uvau amayim amararim. The waters come inside her. And then it says vehishkat ayishan me'amarim uvau et ba'amayim. The waters come inside. And then it says vehishkat amayim ba'hitavim t'na'a. And then it says uvau. So it says uvau three times. So Rabbi Akiva, but Gemara explains, chad letzava'a dida vechad letzava'a didei. So since it says it three times, and it's with a vav, he learns out the three times uvau and the vav, so that's six. So he's going to learn six things. The first time, it's coming to teach us, chad letzava'a dida vechad letzava'a didei. A command for her, and a command for him. Command about what? So Rashi explains, he says over there, it says that Hashem is gozer, is making this decree that the waters will come inside her and make this thing come effect. So he's commanding both on her and on him. Who's him? Him over here is the Boel. Right? The waters go inside her and go inside him. And then it says, V'chad la'asiyah dida, v'chad la'asiyah didei. One is making, telling you that it will work for the woman, and one is telling you that it will work for the boil. And the third time, chad leyediyadida v'chad leyediyadidei. The third time is going to tell you that she should know how it's going to work. That it's first going to explode the stomach, and afterwards the thigh. It's going to go down the body. Mm-hmm. So it's teaching her, and it's teaching him. So it's six times, three uvaos and three vavs to teach you these six lessons for her and for him. Mm-hmm. That's Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, "V'Rebbe Tlatakra Yektivi." According to Rebbe, it's only three psukim. He doesn't doresh the vavs. So chad letzavada v'chad leasiya v'chad leediyah. He says one is for command in general, one is for showing that it works, and one is for the knowledge of how it will work. So he's saying it's not specific to each and every person. It's being general to both of them. He doesn't need six. He only needs three. So the Gemara asks, "V'Rebbe." How does he know that just like the waters check her, it checks the boel? So the Gemara says, "Nafka lemi detanya." He learns it from the following baraita: "Latzbot beten velanpil yarech." It says her belly will explode and then the thigh will fall off. So it says bitnovi yarechos shel boel. He says it's referring to the stomach and the thigh of the boel, of the cheater. Hold on a sec. The Gemara says, "Ata omer bitnovi yarechos shel boel, uino ela bitnavi yarechos shel nivelet." Which one is it? Is it the body parts of the guy who cheated, or is it of the woman? So the Gemara says, "Keshu Omer." When it says in another pasuk, "Vitzaveta bitnah v'nafela yerecha," that in a female tense, it says that the woman's stomach will explode and the thigh will fall. Hare bitnah yerecha shenivelet amur. So we already find the pasuk about the woman. What is this extra pasuk in general talking about? Umani mekayem laspot beten v'lampil yerech. Why does it tell us another pasuk? He says, "I'm coming to learn that it's for the stomach and the thigh of the boel, the guy who cheated with her." That's what it's referring to. So that's where Rebbe learns it. Ve'idach. Okay, Rabbi Akiva, what do you say? What do you say about this? Why does Pasuk say a second time? He says, "Ahu demodala kohen debetem reje v'hadar yarech." He says, "No, this is the kohen coming to teach her that first your stomach isn't going to explode and then your thigh is going to fall." Why? Shelo lehotzi la'az alamayim amarim. To not bring out laws to make it seem like the bitter waters are a joke, and it's not true what's going on. Why? In the Torah, when it references to the curse for the woman, it first mentions the thigh, and then it mentions the stomach. But when it talks about how it's going to punish, it talks about the stomach first. So he's saying, you should know that this is the order it's going to be, even though the curse is the other way around. That's not how it's going to be, so you understand it properly. That's Rabbi Akiva. Ve'ida. Okay, coming back to Rebbe. Imken, if that's the case, lichtov krab bitna v'yerecha. It should have said bitna v'yerecha in feminine. My beten v'yerech, why does it say it in general? Shema mina the boel, it's coming to teach us that it's for the boel. It's coming to say it's the punishment for the boel. So the Gemara says, v'ema kulei lehach yudata. Why don't we just say, it's all coming to teach for the boel? So the Gemara says, imken, if that's the case, lichtov bitna v'yerecha, then it would have said in masculine. His stomach and his thigh. My beten v'yarech. Why does it say it in general? Shema mina tarte. It's coming to teach us two laws. Number one, it's for the boel, Rebbe says. And number two, the order of how he gets punished would be the stomach and then the thighs. This is what Rebbe says. Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, kacha yedoresh zechariah min hakatzav. Right, this is what we said in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Shalosh pa'amim hamurim parasha. It says three times in the parasha, sota. Im nitma'a, nitma'a. Nitma'a ve nitma'a. So why does it say twice? Lama. Echad labal, echad laboel, echad lechurma. One, the rare Rabbi Akiva. One is for the husband, that she's asur to the husband. One is for the cheater, she's asur to him. Even if she divorces the man, she can't go with the cheater. And one is for churma. What does that mean, churma? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sha'afilu hi bat kohen uba'ala kohen nifsalami nekeuna. Even if she's a daughter of a kohen, and a kohen came and slept with her, cheated with her, she becomes pasul to eat churma now. She can never eat churma again. Amar Rabbi Yishmael says kal vachomer. He says it's a kal vachomer. Uma gerusha shemuteret lechurma asura lekeuna. A divorced woman who is a daughter of a kohen, she goes back home, she's allowed to eat churma, but she is forbidden to marry a kohen still. So zo a sota woman asura lechurma, that she's not allowed to eat churma. Eino din she asura lekeuna. Is it not all the more so that she should be forbidden to be marrying to a kohen? So you don't even need your pasuk. It's very clear from a kal vachomer. So the one says, "Ma talmud amar vehi nitma'a vehi lo nitma'a." Why does it say in the same pasuk, if she becomes tameh, if she doesn't become tameh, im nitma'a lama shota? If she became tameh, why is she even drinking? She's tameh. Im lo nitma'a, if she's not tameh, lama mashka? Why does he make her drink? She's not tameh at all. So magid lacha katuv shemisafek asura tegirsa. Says it's telling you from the pasuk. The pasuk is telling you that even from a doubt, we would rule for her to be strict and for her to be asura. Meaning, what the pasuk is telling you, maybe she is, maybe she's not, teaching you that if you have a doubt, then we rule her asura. That's the din. Rashi says, "V'achi kamar kra isha zo shema nitma shema lo nitma kamar lach de yashkena lidveres vekav ilo mashke la asura." If he doesn't make her drink, then out of safek, she's asur to her husband. Because maybe she cheated, maybe she didn't. So we need to do the check. The Gemara says, "Mikan ata dan la sheretz." From here, you learn out for a sheretz. A sheretz is a rodent. Now we're going to get into some of the laws of tumah and tahara. Umas sota shelo asaba shoge kemezid. A sota woman, we don't view her the same if it was accidentally versus on purpose. Let's say she was in, you know, those times they didn't have lights. The woman got home. She didn't know if that was her husband or not. She thought it was her husband. All of a sudden, she slept with him and she woke up. She saw it wasn't her husband. The husband the same. He thought it was his wife, and it wasn't. Right? So that it doesn't make it the same as a shogeg for a mezid. Ve'onet keratzon. Or if let's say she was violated, she was raped, versus she did it with willingness. They're not the same thing, right? We don't say that a woman did it by accident, she's now in the consideration of a sota woman. Asaba safek kevadai. But we still say that if it's a safek and she doesn't drink, we say she's asurat, vadai. So sheretz, a case of a sheretz, the rodent. There's tum'ah, there's impurity. If that sheretz touches something, it transfers over impurity. So he says, sha'asabo shoge kemezid. If let's say, accidentally it touched something, or someone touched it, and he wants to, now he's with taharot, he has taharot, he wants to deal with. Or ve'ones keratzon, it made something that was something that was like violated in a case of on purpose, but I guess in the sleeping terms it's rape, but over here it's with no control. It made it like willingness, made it like willingly by the case of a rodent. And no din shi asevo safek kevadai. Is it not all the more so that it would make a safek if the rodent touched something like a vadai? Because if we're saying the cases of sotan, that we don't make shogeg kemezid and ones keratzon, but it's still safek is like vadai, a doubt is like vadai. But by a rodent, we do say that we say shogeg is like mezid, and ones is like ratzon. So how much more so we would say safek is like vadai? So the Gemara says, umimakom shabata. Okay, come back from where you learned this from. You learned it from sota? Sota. What's the case of sota? It says, ma sota reshut hayachid. Sota, it's only tum'ah when it's in reshut hayachid. Right? Because that's a place where privacy, where she goes alone with another man. So it's only is tum'ah from reshut hayachid. So let's learn the same thing for the rodent. And this is where a very important law comes out. Av sheretz reshut hayachid. So too, a rodent can only transfer impurity in the reshut hayachid. And just like a sota woman, it's specifically talking about someone that you're able to ask. Right? It has to be a woman who has a bar dat. She's able to be asked the questions. Right? They're able to be asked. If she's tameh, if she's not tameh. So afsher it, so too a rodent, davar sheyesh bo dat lishael. It must be that there has to be someone who was standing there watching that you're able to ask, did you see this rodent? Did it touch it? Did it not touch it? Do you know? Right? Even if he says, I don't know, but you have to be able to ask someone. So this is what we learn from sota. Yeah, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, Masotad Rashi is Bada Lishael, Im Nitmet, Im Lo Nitmet. Af Safek Tuma, Safek of Tuma, the Rashi is one Benogea Ze, Dad Lishael, Im Naga, Im Lav. Did it touch the Taharot? Did it not touch? Vomer and Yodea, he says, I don't know. He got Adam or Taharot, or a person or Taharot, Shaya Adam Asuk by him. The person was dealing with the Taharot, Yashash and Ulad HaSafek, when this Safek came about. So that's what he's saying. It needs to be that there's someone there that you can be able to ask. So the Gemara says, Umikan Amru, from here we learn, Davar Sheyesh Bo Da'at Lishael, something that you're able to ask, someone you'll be able to ask, Bereshut HaYachid, if it's a Safek, in the Reshut HaYachid, Sfeko Tameh, in a private domain, Safek, if a rodent touched something or tuma transferred, we would view it as tamen. Virushut harabim, but if it was in a public domain, sfeko tahor. In a doubt, in a public domain, we would view leniently and view it tahor. V'she'en bo dad lishael, and if there was nobody there to ask, bein virushut hayachid, bein virushut harabim, sfeko tahor. No matter where it is, there's nobody there to ask, we would view it leniently, we would rule that it's tahor. So this law of only in a reshut hayachid do we say the safek is tahor, a tamen. In the Rishut HaRabim, Sfekos Tahor, this is a rule that we use all over Shas for Tuman Tahara. It's Rishut HaYachid, Safek Tam, Sfeko Tam, eh? Rishut HaRabim, Sfeko Tahor. This is a very important rule.
For so, a point also, for, it has to be in Rishut HaYachid in order to be, it can't be like outside near the body.
Right. That's, I mean, I don't know if that's considered Rishut HaYachid. I think maybe it's more so because it becomes one encompassed entity where the cemetery is. But yeah, it's a similar concept. But the idea is that when it's a Rishut HaYachid and it's a Safek Tum'ah, we rule it as Tameh. When it's a Rishut HaRabim, a public domain, Safek Tum'ah, we rule it as Tahor. I think we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet. We started by talking about who is Oto. We ended by saying it's talking about the Boel. Just like the water struck the woman, the water struck the guy she cheated with. And then we said, okay, is it because of the Vaz? Or is it because of how many times it's written in the Pasuk? Uvau, Uvau, Nitma'ah, Venitma'ah. So the Gemara brought a machloket. The Gemara first, Rabbi Akiva said it's because of the Vavs. So he has 6 psukim to learn from. And Rabbi said, no, it's because of the times it wrote it. So he only has 3 things and they learn different things. They learn the same thing, but in either out of 6 or out of 3. Then we started getting into the topic of Tuman Tara. And we started learning from a sota to a sheretz. And we said, just like a sota, it doesn't make a shogeg kemezid and ones karatzon. But we say safek is like vadai. So to a rodent, that it has shogeg kemezid and ones keratzon, that a safek, if a rodent touched something, it would be like if vadai touched something. And it said, okay, but learn fully from sota. The Gemara ended by saying, you should learn all the laws from sota. Just like sota is only tamen in Rishut HaRabim, so to a rodent, only in Rishut HaRabim. Just like sota is only when there's someone there you can ask, so to a rodent, there has to be someone there you can ask. And that's what the Gemara said, that safek tum'ah, whenever you have a doubt of tum'ah, in Rishut HaYachid, it's tamen. In the Rishut HaRabim, it's Tahor. That's the deen. Okay, we'll stop there today. Baruch Adonai Olam. Yom Tov. Chag Sameach.